World Sport from the BBC with me, Nick Hatton. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the semi-final lineup for the Africa Cup of Nations will be completed today. Manchester United look to break an unwelcome piece of history in the English Premier League as they travel to Chelsea.
We haven't beaten them since 2002, which is a decade. But in that period, obviously, Chelsea's rise to the prominence is been obvious. The last 7 years we've battled with them for league titles. You expect it to be a hard game.
And we'll be live to Dubai as England's cricketers toil against Pakistan. We'll start though with the Africa Cup of Nations, and Saturday saw the end of Equatorial Guinea's chances of taking the title as they were knocked out by the Ivory Coast. Chelsea striker Didier Drogba missed a penalty but scored twice in the 3-0 win, Yaya Toure getting the other goal. The Elephants' Max Gradle says that is about playing effective, not entertaining football.
It was tougher than that because it was a hard game, and then they were playing in front of their own people, and then it was a hard game. But obviously we won 3-0, and it looked easy, but it wasn't an easy game. Before when we played the Africa Cup of Nations in 2010, 2006 and that, we played great football, but we didn't win anything. But today, the most important thing, as the coach telling us every day, is about winning. It doesn't matter how you win. The most important thing is about winning, and when I win matches, that's the most important thing.
So a disappointment for the co-hosts who go out of the competition, and defender Lawrence Doe says they weren't able to match up with a strong over Ivory Coast side.
We tried to maintain them because they were very positioned and they were very good on the ball, so we tried to maintain them for first 15 minutes and later on have one penalty, but the good boy tried to save the ball and we get more motivation, but later defensive blunder, you know, that is what happened, that is what we take the first goal, and whether they get encouraged to do what they're supposed to do, and that is football. You should understand that next time we need to work hard to correct a mistake.
Earlier, Zambia beat Sudan 3-0 to reach the semi-finals for the first time in 16 years. Stapila Sunzu put them ahead after 15 minutes. Chris Katongo doubled the lead in the second half from the penalty spot before James Chamanga added the third, and the Zambia captain Chris Katongo felt his side more than deserved their victory.
I knew that it wouldn't be an easy game. You know how Sudan do play. I don't think they play football like we try to do. They will try to frustrate you. You know, putting the ball forward and, you know, do the keeper long balls, and that's their strength, you know, which is not our type of football. So the most important thing, we get the early goals so that we can start playing on the ground. Second half, but we controlled the ball after we scored two goals, and it was fantastic.
So let's look ahead to the two semi-finals that will be played on Sunday, starting with Ghana against Tunisia. The Black Stars captain, John Mensah, has lots of respect for the Group C runners-up.
Tunisia have a good team and have play a good football as well. Ghana have a strong team, I believe, and everyone have interest in Ghana. And there are some of few people also have been watching Tunisia against the Gabon game or this particular tournament. They are doing well, they play good football, but I still have hope for my team, my colleagues, that we can still make it, because where we reach, there's no way to come back, and I believe that we're going to win.
Tunisia are looking for a repeat of 2004 when they won the tournament. And although he concedes Ghana are a strong team, the Tunisian coach Sami Trabelsi says they're not invincible.
Ghana is not a galactic player. They have one heart, not two hearts, any players. And we think in football all it's possible when we are concentrated, when we get the best of us. We think that we can bet any team.
In the other match, co-host Gabon come up against their former coach Alan Jarès, who's now in charge of Mali. His successor Gurno Raw says his players have taken great in charge of Mali. His successor Gurno Raw says his players have taken great confidence from winning all three of their group games.
Now they have a little confidence, and I hope not too much of confidence. They must stay in the same situation in the mental, and I hope that we'll make the same game they could play in the first three games. Difference is only that it's Mali, and it's a very big team, because they have players who are very strong physically, but I know that we have qualities, and we can with our qualities beat them, I believe.
The Mali captain Cedric Conte says with the bad weather in Europe at the moment, he has no intention of leaving Gabon early.
When you are in quarter final, you want to go ahead. You don't want to stop. As I said before, I don't want to go back on Monday morning. The weather is very bad in Europe, so we want to stay here as long as possible. So semi-final, sounds good.
So what's the plan? How are you going to beat Gabon in their own backyard?
As I said, with the spirits. If you play in the same level than Gabon, we have a chance. If you play like we played the last game, of course they will they work on us very easily. So we have to change this. And after tactical things, technical thing, it's not. I think it won't be so important on Sunday.
There are two games in the English Premier League today. In the early kick-off, weather permitting, Newcastle United take on Aston Villa. Then later, Manchester United can go back level on points with Manchester City at the top of the table. For that to happen, United must beat Chelsea. But manager Sir Alex Ferguson says historically his side have struggled to get a result at Stamford Bridge.
It's not an easy game going to Stamford Bridge. We haven't beaten them since 2002, which is a decade. But in that period, obviously, Chelsea's rise to the prominence is been obvious. The last 7 years we've battled with them for league titles. You expected a hard game, but it's a new manager with a new way of you see the change in the team. He's brought in two or three different players, and I noticed when we played him the home game there was a change in the style from the previous Chelsea teams. But and when a new manager comes in, that's always a problem. And when a new manager comes in after, and I think that's what we're seeing with Chelsea at the moment.
And the Chelsea manager Andre Villas-Boas feels that it's a crucial game for his side if they're to have any chance of finishing in the top two.
The most important thing is to try to win this game. It's a top game. Eventually it can bring the second place team further closer to us. And you know that the distance is in this league don't count so much as distances in other leagues, and we are pretty confident that anything can happen. So Man United of course in five games three wins and two defeats, also surprisingly. So that is the situation of the league. So we can never tell. At the moment, our focus is on the 3 points against Man United.
Cricket now, and Pakistan are building a big lead over England on day three of the third and final test in Dubai. Watching for the BBC, here's Alison Mitchell.
Well, Monty Panesar has just picked up three quick wickets, four for him in the innings, but Pakistan's lead is now over 300. They are 346 for six, so the lead is 304. And you get the feeling that the damage might have already been done. And with Azhar Ali, 145 not out. Marathon innings from him occupying the crease. And Yunus Khan, his century yesterday. He was out LBW to Broad early in the day today for 127. But Panesar's picked up Misbah for 31, Shafiq for five, and Akmal for a duck. Pakistan, though, 346 for six, a lead of 304.
And it's Super Bowl Sunday later. New England Patriots take on New York Giants for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Part of our BBC commentary team in Indianapolis is former Colt linebacker Rocky Boyman, and he feels the only way the Patriots can win is if they can put pressure on the Giants quarterback Eli Manning.
The game's going to be won up front. You know, everybody's talking about, obviously, the Giants' pass rush and them getting pressure on Brady. I'm interested to see how the Patriots are going to pressure Eli Manning. I mean, if you look in the playoffs here, he's been absolutely spectacular. And if you just sit back and let him sit back in the pocket, he will absolutely pick you apart. Somehow, New England is going to have to find a way to get pressure on Eli Manning.
Before we go, our top story, the Ivory Coast and Zambia make it through to the semi-finals of the Africa Cup of Nations. We will find out later today who will join them. The other two quarter-finals today see Ghana taking on Tunisia. Gabon take on Mali. Stay with us if you can for further 8.